This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. It is not Monday, it's hump day. And that means we need to tap into the expertise and gregariousness of our own Jimmy Failla.
Boom!
Big Jim Failla.
Hey, girl.
So, Jim, first of all, how was your New Year's Eve? How did you finish the year?
Oh, man. The way I started it, passed out in the bushes. I'm kidding. It was, wow, did we go hard? Listen, I haven't been home on a New Year's for quite some time as a comic and in TV and stuff. So I actually just cooked and got plastered.
Oh, good for you.
But I was, you know, like at midnight, I kissed Jenny and wished them a happy 1994. Like I was that good. It was great.
But and I was then you asked her for her number. Do you like anyone in this kitchen more than a friend?
You know how awkward it is when you're so drunk that you've taken off your wedding ring, but it's your wife that you're hitting on? I don't want her to know I'm married. It's your own wife. Just a mess.
Jenny's like, Jesus, Jim, just go. Let me hose you off in the backyard and then go to bed.
You've been there and you've brought me to this place socially where I am capable. Like once every 3 years, I drink to the point that I'm now Arthur. You know what I mean? It's like a British accent and everything. I don't do it a lot, but what I'm doing
is
great.
I would like to think I'm your Sir John Gielgud. In that instance.
Would you like me to wash your...
I actually drove on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
So I did not have an enviable cocktail consumption.
But that's all right. Sure, being on the road on New Year's Eve is probably fun because everybody's so sober around
you. Yeah,
we
went to Malibu. It was beautiful.
Oh, stop it.
The waves were huge.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, I started dating our tour manager.
Yeah, she did. A lot of people don't know this about the Laughs and Liberty tour. But when we go back out on tour this summer, we'll be a little bit bigger in Entourage because now we have a manager. Who comes along.
Yeah, he does. And he, you know, mm-hmm. shores up the finances.
Yeah,
and
he shores up several things, doesn't
details.
He? Now? Okay. Is that another day, another sock on the door, Jimbo? I guess we'll wait for this press conference to start. No big deal. Maybe you'll do the publicity on your own today, Jimmy. Do you know what a sock on a door to La Quinta means? Not at a La Quinta. Hey, you want a free promo for a hotel chain? You know where we stayed a lot, by the way?
Home Two Suites. Home Two Suites. What a great hotel chain.
Home Two Suites. If you're out there, you guys really did nail it because they basically have you in a railroad suite where the door opens and there's an immediate kitchen and it just runs the length of the wall. And so there's a kitchen, a bathroom, a living room.
I judge a hotel chain by the pillows.
Yeah.
So it's like if they're soft and squishy, I'm in. Everything was clean. It passed the black light test, which is tough to do in one of my hotel rooms, but kudos to them.
Happy New Year, everybody.
So Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard, actually resigned today. So we were talking about it on Outnumbered. Actually, it was yesterday. We were talking about it on Outnumbered, and Patrick Murphy, who was the former congressman and former undersecretary of the Army, he was saying they thought that they would give her, not the economy, but her a soft landing and allow her to exit in a few months after the story died down. I didn't think that today would be, or yesterday, I didn't think this would be the week that she retired.
Well, what's interesting
about
it.
Resigned, whatever the hell you call it.
What's interesting about it is that they gave her the grace.
And now I'm upset because these glasses are from the Claudine Gay collection. You know, I turned in my online coupon.
Yeah. You know, the worst part for her is it's not like she's going to stop plagiarizing speeches. Because as a Hamas supporter, she doesn't think she's allowed in a library. She supports their ideology. She's like, wait, a woman? I can't go to a library. Obviously, this is an addition by subtraction. But she didn't even deserve the grace of a resignation. But this does speak to their problem with identity politics and that they knew she did the wrong thing. But it had to reach this breaking point for them to allow her to exit on her own terms. These weren't her terms, but they needed the optics of them being so. Because it would have continued to be a liability for them internally. Internally, if they just went out and fired this woman just because of her race and gender.
So we thought that pro golfers were the bitchiest nitpickers in the world. But it turns out every academic is essentially Phil Mickelson. And so when the pylon started and there were people in her field, and it is a very unique field, when there were professors in her lane who were coming out going, oh, yeah, she actually lifted entire paragraphs of mine in her dissertation or in this paper. And then there were others going, you know what? Like, I also talk about redistricting and voting rights. And
in comedy, we would call her a joke thief.
Yeah. And there were some very famous comics who were accused of doing that throughout their careers. Uh-huh. But once people started realizing it, then they went back and reread their stuff and reread her stuff that was published after theirs. And they're like, she's a plagiarist. Yeah. Like, you cannot be the president of the most prestigious university in the world if you are a serial plagiarist.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm also going to throw in there that saying it's okay under certain contexts to call for the death of all Jews, not the welcoming statement that you think it is. No. I love it. She was like, well, it would depend on the context. Yeah. You know, if it's a Thursday between 3 and 5 p.m.,
that's okay.
You know, everybody gets a little rowdy.
If they didn't misgender the Jews, then we're good.
As long as you got, we kill them all, but get them pronouns right. We're going to have a real problem on this campus. That's
from
crazy.
The river to the sea, it is he, she, they,
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
But here's, listen, it's a very teachable moment here for everybody. Everybody. And this goes for conservatives too. Okay. We actually do need more diversity of thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about diversity of look. Harvard's problem is they prioritize diversity of look, but not diversity of ideology. They're 99.9% liberal. So the things she was saying made perfect sense to her.
Yes.
The fact that she was plagiarizing speeches made perfect sense to her, because you could sell them on a worldview that she's not capable of writing a good speech because the white supremacist country held her down.
Yes.
That's what they try to sell you.
Well, and also, you know, communism and socialism are all about redistribution. You know, some would argue that socialism is really about the government owning the means of production, but it really is the idea of redistribution, meaning if you have more than I have, then that should be redistributed mostly to me.
Yeah.
You know, that's
the funny thing about redistribution.
There's a very strong undercurrent of selfishness in this philosophy, but it is there. So the idea that someone else had published her ideas before she had them means that she is allowed access to them.
So
and is allowed to further her academic career through simple redistribution.
Thank you. But let's quickly address the question on everyone's mind, because that's spot on, so there's nothing to add. I think the most pressing question right now is which...
Was she Mars Blackman?
Which, that's what... It's got to be the shoes.
It's got to be the shoes.
Which do you think she'll go to CNN or MSNBC? Who's hiring her tonight?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
No, MSNBC.
Yeah,
I think
they would love her.
CNN's still very much in the middle of an identity crisis.
Yeah.
They don't know who they are. They just know they're the ones who are getting really bad ratings.
Yeah.
So MSNBC is like, oh, no, we're going all in.
They're leaning in. It's scary to me. But this is addition by subtraction. I do hope the other schools take notice, because this is one thing that's not getting addressed. Okay. Pretty much, I don't want to say every Ivy League president feels the way she did, but they all benefited from not being called before Congress. Everyone who went before Congress whiffed. Okay, and I don't doubt there's more people who embody this mindset out there, but they're not necessarily getting called onto the carpet.
They're waiting for everyone to stop paying attention.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So they're just kind of, there's a lot of people laying low right now. A lot of campus presidents that have been quietly deleting Twitter posts, taking
down
photos.
You know what it's like? It's really great you bring this up. It's like the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they saw Bill Gates and Alan Dershowitz and Bill Clinton and, you know, Prince Andrew and high-profile names being thrown about for years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, my God. You know, they're like, oh, Jesus, please don't come for me. Don't publish a list. And now, like, there's some real, like, meat sweats going on.
Vegans have the meat sweats right now.
Yeah.
All these climate-friendly vegans.
In the keto-adjacent community.
Oh, so good. I love this story so much, and I can't come out soon enough. Which is what a lot of people say about me when they see my outfits. They're like, this guy can't come out soon enough. No, I'm hanging in there. I'm still going with it.
No, and I think that we will be shocked not as shocked as Georgia fans or Florida State fans. Ooh. So how did you feel about the outcome of the two games on Monday night?
Well, as you know, Jenny, being a big Buckeye, was clearly not rooting for Jim Harbaugh. The hilarity of what we're watching play out is Michigan has like the greatest storyline ever going. But even if they win, this is probably getting vacated. Because he cheated along the way.
Well, he was suspended.
Yeah, that's fine. Let it go. Let him win.
I mean, if that were the case and if there were justice in sports, the New York Yankees would be the World Series champion.
It would be the Astros. Yes. No, that's a great point. But this is the thing, okay? We've seen Alabama win enough, so you can't really be upset. Like, I didn't care that this guy.
I was rooting against Alabama.
Yeah.
I was rooting against Nick Saban and his smugness.
Enough out of you. And the whole Washington-Texas game was a great game. It was a great game. So it gives me hope that the national title game is going to be a good game. But I actually think, if you care, Michigan is favored by 5. They were favored by 1.5 over Bama. Mm-hmm. So that means Vegas is very confident Michigan's winning this thing.
I thought that Washington did not have great defense, but I was watching that game going, I just think Michigan has a little bit of an edge right now.
Yeah, they do. Plus, they have their signs and their formations and their huddles and their social security numbers.
They've been stealing. They've been pretending to be Seattle hobos for months now.
just
sitting outside Husky Stadium.
It's like, wow, that Jim Harbaugh sure does know his grunge bands. It plays a lot of Soundgarden when they run onto the field.
A lot of Mudhoney.
I didn't see that Temple of the Dog warm-up mix, but here we are.
Well, Jim, we have an exciting year ahead of us.
We
left the Jordan year. Now we're in the Jeff Gordon year. Are you feeling good about 2024?
I mean, listen, if ever there was a rainbow warrior among us, it is me. Big things in 2024.
I just found out what that meant.
Yes.
I just found out that when Jeff Gordon had his first official season, he was part of the Rainbow Warriors.
Yeah.
And they had no idea what that meant.
Yeah, it was just DuPont paint.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people at the NASCAR track like, what the hell? He did what now? Hold on.
He's kissing who?
Oh, no. I love those people. They're my people. America. I am. We're America's sweethearts in the media.
We are.
Not America's. America.
I would like to think so, Jim. And I think we should go on a America's Sweethearts summer tour.
Well, it's going to get kinky because we have a tour manager who's definitely one of the sweethearts. I'm just the guy holding the camcorder for the OnlyFans, just to be clear.
Oh, I'll let him know. He'll be so delighted there's a new revenue stream. He really is all about my bottom line.
If it don't, oh, is he? There it is. Bang.
All right. We're getting kicked out of the studio. Happy 2024. We're in it. This has been Kennedy Saves the World, along with Big Jim Fela.
Let's go.
I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.